And good afternoon. Welcome to your extended news at noon. As we continue today, on the phone with me is Pastor Larry Thompson. We've talked to Pastor Thompson before with Martinsburg Church of Bruin. So, Pastor Larry, how are you? Nice to talk to you again today.
I'm doing very fine, Tracy, and same to you. Thank you.
Yeah, so the reason I have you on the phone, of course, is because you are a part of what's called God Bless America, a Judeo-Christian celebration of revival and freedom in word and song. And so that's going to be happening right here in Butler on October 10th at Pullman Park. And tell me, give us a description of what this will be.
Okay, what this will be, Tracy, is that it will be a celebration of the Judeo-Christian culture of religion and faith in America, as well as of America's godly heritage, okay? And so we just wanted to use this opportunity to, specifically in the light of what's going on in our country today, that America indeed is a nation under God, and indeed the message of the Scripture, the message of God, is very vital to all people today. And so that is what we—that's what we're hoping to accomplish with God's help, all under the umbrella of God's Holy Spirit. Here is to remind the people of America's godly heritage, and also present to them in three different ways the Word of God through preaching and song and music.
So you give us a bit of a description of what this will look like, because in the office here, when I went to my boss and I said, okay, I'm going to do that interview on the revival today, and I thought, wait a minute, what's that look like? You know, what's a revival look like here in Butler?
Yes, a revival is basically giving the word of God to the people, and really, in the essence of revival, is God's people getting right with God. And when that happens, then God's Holy Spirit is empowered to go out into the hinterlands to give this message to the people. But we all have our respective Jerusalems. And, for example, Butler and Butler County and the Butler community is the respective Jerusalem of this effort. And that's why we're inviting all churches and all people to come down to Pullman Park to hear the Word of God, not only through the preaching of His Word, but also through song and music.
So this will be between 1 and 5. Is there a schedule of events, if you will? Because I know a couple of other pastors are joining you in this, in presenting. So will we be hearing all the presentations at one time? Will it float in between songs? What's that schedule look like?
Okay, what the schedule looks like is that it will open up, the Pullman Park will open up, you know, naturally before the event starts, and we will have some music there, you know, playing some, you know, CD music to get the people into the mood. And then we will have preaching and introductions and music interspersed throughout. So, yes, the three of us will be preaching, Mitch Tepper, Bob Erskine, and myself. But in between our preaching, we will also, you know, have music and song. We also want to take this opportunity to honor our veterans, our police, our first responders, and also, you know, other pastors and churches that may be present. So, yes, everything will flow, but it will just flow with an intersperse of preaching, teaching, and introductions, et cetera, et cetera.
And music is something that speaks to me on where I am in life. And so when we're talking about religious music, there's the praise music, there are the hymns.
Yes.
I understand you're going to have patriotic music a part of this as well. So you're going to have all of that, right?
We're going to have, a diverse venue of music, and Mia Tepper, which is Mitch Tepper's wife, will be heading all of this up. She's a fantastic vocalist in her own right. She has been with the Axe Choir here in Butler as their director, I believe, if I have that right. And so her background is very varied here. So we're looking forward to having her taking part in this, too.
So do you have an idea of each message that is going to be presented, or will that be a surprise? I mean, what can we expect to hear from you or Mitch or Bob?
Okay. The order speaking will be myself, and I will be preaching on the blessed hope of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the hope of the world, as the Scripture teaches us. And it's in his hope that we have, it's in his sacrifice, his teaching, that we have hope for salvation and eternal life. Mitch will be speaking now, not without an exact title of his message, on the roots. Christianity and Judaism have common roots. Christianity flows from Judaism. The Messiah, as the Jews term as Jesus, as the Jews term as Yeshua, we refer to him as Jesus, are one in the same. He lives at the right hand of God the Father today. He is Jewish. And so he, in his own words in the Gospel of John, says salvation is of the Jews. We Gentile believers are grafted onto the tree of life because of the sacrifice of Christ, but the Jewish people are now and will forever be his chosen people. So there is a common root. There's a common root there in God and in Yeshua, Jesus Christ. And then Bob Erskine, who is an evangelist, will be preaching on salvation and the healing power of Scripture. And then all of us are going to have an invitation. If people want to respond in one way or another, we're going to be there for them.
Will you have any kind of moment where people like approach the stage or any kind of baptisms or anything along those lines? Or will this just people will just stay where they are in the stands?
No, we're going to provide at the end of the program, the three of us will be there, and we're going to be in the pitcher's mound area of Pullman Park, you know, and we will be there by the pitcher's mound. We also plan to have other pastors to be in prayer for us constantly through this entire thing, or other people in prayer constantly for us during this whole thing, because that sort of will underpin the whole thing. And then, yes, we're going to have the people, if they so wish, to come forward at the end, out into the infield area, the pitcher's mound area of Pullman Park. We're going to give them the opportunity to respond. And also, if we, you know, if they have the physical problems or whatever, Bob Erskine is ready to address those. We all believe in God's divine authority to heal, but we just want the Holy Spirit to work here.
Is this a free event?
This is absolutely free. The gospel is free to everyone at any time.
And again, this will be Saturday, October 10th, 1 to 5, Michelle Krill Memorial Field at Pullman Park. So, folks, if you would like to go, you're more than welcome to go. There's no RSVP with this, right, Larry?
No, there's no RSVP. We're relying on the safety of God. He tells us in Psalm 91 that the deadly pestilence will not come nigh thy house. And so we're going to trust him at his word. And that that God is going to put his hedge of protection around those folks that are there that day, and we're just going to relish in the Garley heritage of America and in the spoken word and the musical presentation of God's teaching.
Are you asking for masks and social distancing, or if people would prefer that, are they allowed to do that on their own?
Masks are optional, Tracy. We have all been living with this for 9 months. People know what they want to do, whatever they want to do, whatever they're comfortable with, we're comfortable with. This is just you come as you want to come. If you want to wear a mask, that's fine. If you want a social distance, that's fine. If you just want to come without a mask or whatever, that's fine too. That's fine too.
Pastor Larry, is this a first for Butler? I can't remember in our history where this was held downtown, or is this a first that we're seeing this in Butler at all?
I want to say that in the to use the term modern history of Butler, this is, I think, is the first. And there used to be downtown, I know, the Butler Tabernacle that was down in the island area, and I think it was before my time. I'm 67 years old, okay? And so I believe it might have been before my time, but in my 67 years here, and being a lifelong resident of Butler County, I can't remember another event such as this. And if there was another one, I apologize, but no. Basically, Tracy, as you said, we think this is a first for Butler County at this location and this type of venue and presentation. And We just want to do the will of God to get His word out to the people of Butler.
Is there a story behind how this was created? Since there are three of you that will be preaching, this seems to be a large event that has been put together. Was there some kind of story, or was this just birthed from conversation you all had?
There is a good friend of mine and a fellow pastor, a longtime friend of over 50 years, Dennis Hyman. He's pastor of Springdale Lutheran Church, not too far away from the United States. It's West Sunbury address, but it's on Mahood Road. And Dennis and I grew up basically at Grace Lutheran Church in Butler when it used to be on Newcastle Street. It's now Grace at Calvary there on the Diamond. And if you would recall back during the earlier this year, various pastors and faith leaders submitted articles for publication in the Butler Eagle, and I was fortunate to have a few published myself. And one was on revival and refocus of God's people in the church. And a few days after that ran, which was about, I would say, in early or mid-June, Dennis called me and said, "Larry," he says, I have a heart for revival and for reaching out to the people of Butler." And so we shared, we had that common purpose. And he says, "I want to be a prayer warrior for this." And he has been quite a prayer warrior for this. And we began to talk about the common roots of Christianity and Judaism. And then I reached out to Mitch Tepper, who I knew from a prayer group called Butler Christian Ministries. And then Dennis reached out to Bob Erskine, who he knew, and the three of us just started talking, Pastors Bob and Mitch and myself, and then this all came together. And we're very thankful for the Holy Spirit moving within Dennis to make this a thing of prayer. And he and I just talked yesterday. He's still praying for this, and so it's coming together. And we just thank God for this.
What is your goal in the end for the crowd, for yourselves? I know you want to get the message of Christ out there, but do you have other goals that you would like to see come to fruition?
No, that's basically it. You know that we come from three different persuasions. You know, Mitch, Bob, and myself. And in this community, this would never have happened even 20 years ago. Mitch being Jewish, myself being Baptist, and Bob being the Pentecostal background. And this would never have happened. This is a miracle of itself. But, you know, the three of us have talked. The three of us have talked many times over this. And in the Bible tells us in 1 Timothy chapter 3 that the church of God, God's church, is the pillar and the ground of truth in the entire universe. And then when it comes to the church of Christ, Christ is the pillar and ground of His church. Indeed, in Matthew 16, He says, "Upon this rock," speaking of Himself, "I will found my church." And so therefore, the unity of the true church is in Jesus Christ. We are to be of the same mind and purpose, and we are to be in and of the mind of Christ. You know, Philippians teaches us this, and Paul teaches us, the Apostle Paul teaches us in 1 Corinthians, that we are to, that our unity is to be in Christ. So when Mitch and Bob and I have talked and prayed this whole thing, this is the essence that is our coming together. It doesn't matter our persuasions, as long as we are solid in the unity of Christ. Now, not unity for the sake of unity, but unity in Christ. And there are six principles that we've really set down that are the basis of this. And these six principles of unity in Christ are, first and foremost, you must recognize and have experienced salvation in Jesus Christ, who says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." We must also believe and assert in the divine inspiration of the Bible, along with its inerrancy and its infallibility. Indeed, in the Old Testament, in Psalm 119, verse 160, it says, "Thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous ordinances endureth forever." And then in 2 Timothy, in the New Testament, the Apostle Paul writes in chapter 3, "All scripture is given by the inspiration of God," and our English term inspiration is the Greek term for breath. So all inspiration of Scripture comes from the breath of God. And then we have to all ascribe to the deity and the virgin birth of Jesus Christ. along with salvation is by grace, by the grace of God and God alone, not of works. We must also, you know, ascribe to the rapture of the Church of Christ, the literal death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ's literal return to the earth. Now, this has been quite lengthy, but it just shows that the three of us agree on all this, and on these terms, on these principles, are grounded the unity in Christ and the unity for us going forward here, not on our own volition, but under guidance of God's Holy Spirit.
Again, this is called God Bless America, a Judeo-Christian celebration of revival and freedom in word and song. This will be Saturday, October 10th, 1 to 5 at Michelle Krill Memorial Field, Pullman Park, of course, Pullman Park Place. And it is free, so folks, if you would like to go, feel free and do that. Is there going to be a website that we can always refer to or get any updates, or if you have any changes with this because of weather, how will we know that?
Mitch Tepper has a Facebook site up. If you just want to go to Google him up, if you can, on Facebook. They don't call me low-tech Larry for nothing, Tracy.
We're going to rely on Mitch.
Mitch. So he does have a Facebook page up there. People that are great on Facebook will probably find a great way to find it, and so we do have something like that. Other than that, it's just word of mouth and, of course, the traditional modes of advertising in the community.
Fabulous. All right. Thank you so much for your time, and my best to you as you go forward with the event.
Well, thank you so much, Tracy. It's been a pleasure talking to you. God bless.